Okay. It's Emma Marty with you this morning. Dave and Fiona off. And Dave is off on his holidays and he was absolutely buzzed to be away for the beginning of the World Cup. He loved the idea of, you know, not having to get up early and stay up late in the hotel room, watch some of the matches, all the rest. It starts tomorrow. I can't believe this. Yeah, it's come around so quick.
Go. What, we're kicking her off, South Africa and Mexico. And then the second game is the one that breaks my heart.
Why?
Because that 3 a.m. then, Friday morning, Czechia and South Korea. Should have been us.
Because Czechia were the team that beat Ireland.
Oh, sorry, Emma. I just assumed you knew that.
Okay, so Czechia were the team that beat us, that knocked us out of our opportunity to
Should have been us, 3 a.m. Friday morning.
Yeah, should have been us, all the whole country up at 3 a.m.
Up at 3 in the morning, yeah.
Oh, can you just imagine the buzz around if we were in it? It'd be unbelievable. Now, a lot of talk about the World Cup, obviously, with the starting tomorrow. Roy Keane has been talking in an episode of the Sky Bets World Cup miniseries. He said, I don't want England winning it. Obviously, we're working over there, and when you're with ITV, I do want them to do well. But I'll get nervous, he said, during the knockout stages when they're getting through. There's obviously excitement there, but that's when he'll start going, oh no, no, it's good to have a bit of a buzz, but you can't win the thing. And he says, if they won, he said to his fellow pundit, Micah Richards, they've great crack together, him and Roy.
I love the two of them together.
Oh, they're such a good duo. But he said he'd be emigrating to Australia should England win it. I don't think he would now.
I don't think England have a chance in this World Cup.
Really?
Wow. Jack, hearing you say that blows my mind.
My boyfriend Jack is English and he strongly believes they have a good chance. He's absolutely buzzing. In fact, last night he was all hyped up, being like, there's a friendly at 9 we have to watch. It ended up being the women's game, which is fine. I was like, either way, I'm going to watch Love Island, sorry. This is the problem though, because all these 9 o'clock kickoffs are affecting my Love Island time.
Yeah. Well, they're not really. You can still watch it somewhere else.
But yeah, well, just separate. Yeah, Jack's actually getting really into Love Island now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he's torn between Love Island and the World Cup.
You can tell he's getting into it. Also, Niall Horan has been talking about the World Cup, saying this year he's back in Scotland, saying that they are Celtic brothers, so he's going to stick with them this year. We were only saying on the show last week when Dave was here as well, Martin, that like there just doesn't seem to be the same buzz around. I'm living with an English guy who's obviously up to high dough.
And listening to Callum say he doesn't think... Callum, quick question.
Really,
is this because of the selection? Are you annoyed that some players were left out? Is that what it is?
Not particularly. I just don't think there's been nothing inspiring from the England team in the last couple of years that I think they're going to do anything.
You weren't happy with that 1-1 draw, that friendly against Uruguay in Wembley, no?
And there was a friendly against New Zealand, the worst ranked team in the competition.
Yeah.
And they only won 1-0. Like it was.
You still won though.
Did say though, after living here for so many years, you've kind of lost your connection with the team.
A little bit of a disconnect. Yeah. I would have rather seen Ireland in there than.
Oh, okay. Go on, Callum.
Yeah, I love that. Say it again.
Say that, Callum. Say that again.
Say it again, louder.
I would rather see Ireland in the World Cup than England.
Yes. Louder for the crew at the back. Say it again.
I would rather see Ireland in the World Cup than England.
Now, in order to create a bit of excitement, though, Callum, you were working on a bit of a work sweepstake, trying to bring the buzz alive, despite you not being that bothered.
The last couple of tournaments in Euros and World Cups, I've done sweepstakes, and someone said to me, Callum, are you doing a sweepstake? And I was like, oh, I really can't be fussed, because it's 48 teams. It's the biggest World Cup ever. It's like, I have to deal with sweepstakes in work. You have to collect money, and it goes into a prize pot.
Yeah.
And we did the draw yesterday, and it was just a... biggest faff in the world, because people don't all work in the office, so we had to do it on Teams. We had to draw names and then the teams, and there was 48 teams but only 47 names. I missed a name out in the thing, and there was a bit of contention. But there was one thing that happened in the work sweepstake yesterday where I was reading off facts about the teams that were in the World Cup, and it sounded a bit like this.
South Africa, never gotten out of the group stage. Uruguay, twice champions in 1930 and 1950. You've got the worst ranked team in the competition, New Zealand. Paraguay is your team. Quarterfinalists in 2010.
Callum, I'm sorry now. You make out that you're the busiest bee in the office and you can never get out of here.
I saw him putting it together yesterday, Emma.
And this is what he's at, finding facts about World Cup teams.
Callum just knew these.
People thought I was reading this off my head, and I was like, no, I've got to cheat.
Oh.
But no one needs to know.
Callum, I try to help you out there.
Anyway, we're going to do the biggest fully charged sweepstake ever.
Stop.
48 teams, loads of prizes. You listening, get involved. We're going to do it in studio as well. So we're going to be part of it. We'll tell you what the prizes are in a second. But if you want to get involved, involved in the biggest sweepstake ever, even though it's just a regular sweepstake, but it's spanning the whole city.
Biggest World Cup sweepstake ever, yeah.
Absolutely. Just send us a football emoji right now to 087 711 1038. We've 48 teams, so we'll discount like maybe 8 of them for the guys in the office. So 40 players that I need.
Yeah.
So a football emoji to 087 711 1038.
You're such a glutton for punishment. Like, you were whinging yesterday about the effort of the work draw, and now you're going to do the biggest one across Dublin with 40 other people. Get in touch right now with a football emoji. Do you want to be part of Fully Charged, our World Cup sweep? The biggest one across Dublin city and county. Just a football emoji will do in a WhatsApp right now, please, to 087 711 103. We'll get you involved. Okay. I can't believe I'm getting buzzing now. This music does wonderful things if you're not into the old sports. But tomorrow is the start of the 2026 World Cup. And a lot of us as Irish people maybe not as excited because we're not going to be a part of it. But Callum, being Callum, is making all of us as excited as he can because he yesterday conducted an office World Cup sweep. And today, want you to feel excited too. We're going to put on the biggest World Cup sweep ever all across Dublin City and County. There's 48 teams involved this year. You've been sending in football emojis. And we're going to draw you, your teams, on the show this morning.
The good thing is, there's no cost to this. Because normally, in an office sweepstake, you have to pay in. We're doing it for free!
We're doing it for free, yeah.
There's some nice prizes to go on this as well at the end. Let me have a look here and see what's on offer. So, if you're the winner of the sweepstake, we'll sort you out with Mac delivery vouchers from McDonald's. They are the FIFA World Cup. Their FIFA World Cup meal is in restaurants now, where you can score one of the 6 limited edition World Cup-themed cups. And there's loads of FIFA World Cup merch to give away to our players as well, all across this. We'll throw in loads of IMC cinema passes and whatever else we can find around the office. There might be an old vinyl or something lying around, you never know.
We might maybe a ticket to one of my gigs.
That'd be lovely.
In Carlo or something.
That'd be lovely. But we want to go to Carlo.
But we've got to get our teams as well.
Let's
so
go.
Marty's going to do his, Emma's will do hers, I'll do mine. And we'll draw one for Dave and Fiona as well.
Okay. That's very nice of you. Okay,
so
right.
You work away there, Marty, you draw yours.
I really hope I get Spain.
That'd be fun.
Please.
Out of the hat, Martin, are you revealing now? What did you get?
Oh, actually, I'm happy with this.
What did you get?
I got Korea Republic.
Oh,
Korea
nice.
Republic.
Okay, cool. I'm pulling my team out of the bowl, and I've got USA. USA.
You can do mine for me as well, Emma.
Okay,
go on.
And Callum will go for you, and we're pulling out Callum's team now, and it is Switzerland.
That's the team that you got in the works with.
I did, yes. We're all back in Switzerland.
What about Dave? Who's
David Hammond.
Get?
Come on. Who are we getting out here?
Team.
We got Ghana for Dave.
Ghana, that's not too bad. And then
for Fiona Frawley. Here we go for Fiona Frawley on her mat leave. She's got Uruguay.
Uruguay.
We've been very diplomatic with the answers, as in, like, we've all just said that's not bad.
They're all not terrible. Like,
well, I mean, I don't know, do I?
No. Emma's like, oh, they're a great team.
New Zealand is the worst ranked team in the competition, so I do apologise if you get that one.
Okay.
So,
look, message us a football emoji right now if you want part of the Fully Charged World Cup sweep. Rachel's standing by there. You want to be involved, yeah?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, I am.
All right, Callum, take this away. You need to draw. Martin's going to draw
I've
your team.
I've got the pink flask bowl bucket. Okay, you ready? We have drawn for you Saudi Arabia.
Oh, cool.
Lovely. Have you been there before, have you?
Lovely. Never. No.
I'm feeling
no
they might
there.
Not win, but hey, at least you'll be, you've got.
Excuse me, Emma. What's to say they're not going to win?
Are they? I've never heard anything about them.
Great
are
team.
Goals?
Saudi Arabia are.
Are they actually? Are you lying?
Is there a prize for the worst team?
Well, they're ranked 61 in the world, but that's better than 62, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what we'll do? We'll do cinema passes for the worst prize as well. Whoever ranks lowest as well.
Woo!
We've got a team to follow for the whole thing. Thank you so much.
It spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Stella Lefty with Boston on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Are any of the World Cup games happening in Boston? There's a question. No. Is it? We don't know.
Sure, throw Stella a message there, will you? Send her a DM.
It's Emma and Marty. You're listening to Spin and we are gearing up the World Cup kicking off tomorrow in Ireland. Not the most excitement, I suppose, as we were knocked out, I learned, by Czechia.
Yeah, Czechia, who play South Korea at 3 a.m. on Friday morning. It's all kicking off though tomorrow with South Africa and Mexico. 8 p.m. Irish time.
Will Emma, you be watching?
Will
you dip in and out?
Oh, no, I'll dip in and out of it. 100%. Okay. Looking forward to it. Emma, you drew
this morning?
Yeah. Can't remember. That's okay, Emma. You're locked in. I got Korea Republic. Anyway, if you're going to be more locked in than Emma this morning and you want to get a country...
No, I don't know where they're going.
It's all right, Emma. You can find it later. They're not playing today anyway, so you're okay.
No. Okay, so Callum is orchestrating the biggest World Cup sweep ever. It's the fully charged World Cup sweep. And we will be going all across the county on this, getting as many people in the mix as possible. We're doing this kind of like the shortest quiz. If you're familiar with the shortest quiz, we'll be ringing through on WhatsApp this morning, okay? So just bear in mind, if your phone rings, please turn the radio down in the background because it's chaos. Let's do this thing. Okay, Chris, we are looking for you. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Come on in to the fully charged sweepstake. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. What team are you hoping for? Martin's going to draw your team.
I'd love Ireland, but obviously we're not there.
Yeah. All right, Martin, for Chris, who have we got?
Well, you've got a country very like us. You got Paraguay.
That's a twin country for the World Cup, I think.
You are sorted. Paraguay is your team, Chris. Go have a lovely day. Enjoy the World Cup.
Good stuff. Thanks, guys.
Bye. All right, Cathy, we're looking for you.
Hello.
Cathy, good morning and welcome on into the fully charged World Cup sweep. How are you?
We're great. How are you?
Good, good. Any particular team you're after?
I don't know. Maybe a good one, Argentina, maybe.
Cool. Okay, Martin's picking out a team for you. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. What you got?
Oh my God, Argentina!
Yes! Oh my God!
Oh
yes!
Oh my God, you did it!
Ranked third in the world. That's incredible.
Cathy, the world is
fantastic. Elio Martinez. Yes,
yes,
please.
Well done, Cathy.
Thanks, guys.
See you later. Ash, we are looking for you now. There she is. Ash, welcome to the fully charged World Cup sweep. How are you?
No, I'm good.
All right, Ash, we're going to draw you a team. Here we go. What you got?
Turkey.
Oh,
great side. Turkey. 22 in the world. Yeah, they're strong. Wait, they're strong. They're good. No, I'd be proud of that if I were you.
I'm happy with that.
Cheers, Ash. Have a lovely day.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, Emily, where are you? Hi, Emily. Welcome to the fully charged World Cup sweep.
Hi.
You ready to go? Your country is Ireland backwards. The Ivory Coast.
Ivory Coast for you. Well done, Em.
You got the tricolour.
Thank you.
See you later. All right, Emer, we're trying to get you into the fully charged World Cup sweep. Hi, Emer. Welcome on in. How are you?
Hey, Emer. Are you ready for your country for the World Cup? We're picking one out right now for you.
I am, yes.
Okay, right. You can hear them all being shuffled around there, right?
Here we go. What you got?
You have gotten... I'm struggling to carry it. Oh, you got Czechia. Oh.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, you got to go against the Irish allegiance now.
I don't know if you know, because I didn't know that Czechia are the ones that knocked Ireland out of their chance to go. So that's a bit tough.
Yeah. I'm not happy about that now.
We're going to have to wish them well somehow. Thanks, Emer.
Thanks, bye.
Dermot, we're looking for you now.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Dermot. Welcome to the World Cup sweep. Any particular team you'd be dying to get?
The obvious. Brazil. Italy.
Brazil. Brazil's still in the pot.
You want Brazil. We are giving you, as we shuffle them around. Oh, you got a country just as tropical. You got Norway.
Okay, can we go again?
Okay. You see, Norway, they went viral the other day for their chant.
Oh, did they?
It's really cool what they do in the crowd. Yeah, it's very...
Oh,
at least you didn't give me England.
Oh, that's true. All right,
German,
thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. So, Callum, is that it now?
Oh, we've got 48 teams to fill. We keep going. Now, we're not going to do all 48 calls because we'll be here until about 7.
Oh, come
seven
on, please.
But we'll add some more in about 3 minutes,
okay,
right?
Perfect. And if you don't get on, as in if you've entered and you don't get on, we'll still sort out... We still need to sort out all 48 teams. So, Callum will drop you a WhatsApp if you don't get on air, okay? But keep your phone on you. More calls to make to get yourself involved in the biggest World Cup sweep potentially ever. Football emoji, please, to 087-711-103. We're in the middle of the fully charged World Cup sweepstake. It's all kicking off tomorrow. We need to get 48 teams allocated to 48 people who listen to this show. And we're doing our best to bring as many people as we possibly can on the show this morning. But bear in mind, if you don't get on air and you have entered, keep an eye out because Callum might be in touch to get you allocated with a team off the air, because otherwise we'd be here all bloody day. I have drawn USA. USA.
She found it. Emma forgot her team already, so she did.
How did you get on again?
Korea Republic, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice. Well, Dave, we drew for him. He got Ghana, and Fiona got Uruguay. But let's get more people into this World Cup sweep. Tanya's there. How are you? Hi. Welcome to the fully charged World Cup sweep. Let's do this thing.
Tanya, I got my hand in the bowl here. We're flicking around the countries. You ready to get yours?
Yes, I am.
you have got Algeria, ranked 28 in the world. Not a bad check.
Could be worse.
Okay.
Could be worse. You're in the mix, Tanya.
Could be.
See you later.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Dar, we're looking for you now.
Hello.
Is it Dara or Dar?
No, Dara, you're right.
Dara, how are you? Welcome to the Fully Charged World Cup sweep.
Dara, I got my hand in the bowl here. We're flicking around some of the countries that are left. Who would you like to get?
Germany, Spain, Argentina, any of those, Brazil.
You got Belgium. Know? That's all right, though. Belgium's good.
Oh, that's all right. I'll take Belgium.
You take Belgium. They have a good chance. De Bruyne on the wing and all that, you know?
Oh, nice football excellent. Knowledge there, Marison, showing off. De Bruyne on the wing there, you know? Dara, well done. You're in the sweep. See you later.
Excellent. I'll take it. Thanks very much.
De Bruyne on the wing there, you know? Shane, where are you?
Hello.
Shane, what's happening? We're going to pick out your country for the World Cup sweepstake here on Fully Charged. I've got my hand in the bowl. Who would you like to get?
Oh, I have to say England. Well, Stern, you want to say England?
You're the first person to say that.
It's brave of you to say that.
Yeah, very brave. Well, you got Germany.
Hey, that's
good. I'll take that.
Probably a better choice, to be fair. They're very good. Yeah, very good. Potential winners, Emma.
Happy days, Shane. You're in the mix. Well done, sir.
Thanks, guys.
See you later. Valentina, we're looking for you.
Hello.
Hi, Valentina. It's Emma and Martin. Welcome to the Fully Charged World Cup sweep. How are ya?
Hi, how's it going?
Hi. Is there loads of people in the car with you?
There is, yeah.
Okay.
My kids, noisy kids. Yeah.
Noisy
my
kids.
My partner too.
I've never heard someone say they have quiet kids. But anyway, I got my hand in the ball here. We're picking out the country for you. Who would you like to get, do you think?
Well, I'd like to get my country, but I know it's been picked, so.
What's your country?
France.
Sorry, is France your country or is France what you think?
No,
like
Uruguay.
Uruguay is your country.
Uruguay is my
country.
Well,
you've actually got France.
You got France!
Oh my God, that's the second thing that's happened now. I had it in my hand and you said France and I looked at it and I was like, wait, what? You're from France? He said, no, Uruguay. But anyway, you got France.
Nice one.
Oh, great.
Cheers, Valentina. Have a lovely day and best luck
thank
to
you,
France
thank you.
In the World Cup.
Thanks.
Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station.